Right as we came out of the break there as well. So, Cork, first things first, you want to have a strong start, and we had exactly the opposite of that last week with the T-area returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then Watertown, they did the same thing to Brookings, return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. So, first off, it'll be interesting to see who wins the toss and what the decision is. Looks like Huron did win the toss and deferred. So that means Watertown will get the ball, and then Huron, I assume, will kick with the wind. So the same thing happened last week. Huron won the toss, deferred. So now you got to be up to the challenge here today, and be sure you – there's my pin. And be sure you do your kick coverage.
Exactly. Stay in your lanes, you know, do your assignment, you know, and that's what you got to start out with.
Again, Juven Hudson had the opening kickoff return last week, so I presume he will be back deep to receive for the Arrows. He's a senior, 5'11". I thought he was actually a little taller than that. I thought he was number 31 last year. He might have been.
I can't remember. You do that stuff better than I do.
Well, it just seems to me he was number 31 last year, but he wears number 8 this year. Again, a Watertown gold pants, white jerseys with purple helmets and purple numbers and letters, and I thank Watertown High School very much. Put the dark colors on the white jersey, so purple number on a white jersey. I like that. Here on wearing the home orange jerseys with white numbers and letters and white and black trim, black pants with the orange and white stripes, and like we are set to go, and I don't think Hudson's actually back on the kick return here. I believe that's Owen Spartz that's back deep to receive the kick, and well, they got three guys back there for Watertown. So we are ready to go. Nick Kleinsaucer will get this game underway as he checks both sides of his kick unit, left-handed kicker, and will send Spartz. And nope, actually the upback takes it at the 6-yard line, comes up the right sideline, and then steps out of bounds at about the 25. The return was by Nathan Briggs, was shoved out of bounds by a couple of Tigers, but really I think he was out of bounds before anybody on the kick unit got there. He'll be spotted at the 28, first and 10 for the Arrows, as they'll have the ball first here in the first quarter. Coming out, it's Trayton Hemrick is the quarterback, usually a one back, and that is Juven Hudson. To the right is Mitch Olson, and well, they got a double tight end set here. Looks like an off-balance line to the left, I formation on first and 10. And Hudson straight off tackle to the left. He'll get up about 2 yards to 30, wrapped up nicely by the Huron Tigers. And Colby Hofer was the first man in on the stop for the Tigers from his linebacker position. Gain of 2. It'll be 2nd and 8 from the 30-yard line. Just underway. An earlier kickoff here from Tiger Stadium. 2nd and 8. Watertown will come with two receivers to the left. And now
single back.
And roll out for Hemrick. He's under pressure, throws as he's hit, and it's way short of the intended receiver as Holden Haig came bearing in and put a lick on him, and he had a teammate there to help out, and that kind of fluttered in the air. And that was probably a best-case scenario for Watertown, that really didn't get close to anybody.
Well, there was more orange guys there than there was a white jersey.
And, of course, throwing into the wind didn't help either, so 3rd and 8. Watertown Arrows from their own 30-yard line. They'll go two receivers right, one left, and a shotgun for the first time for Hemrick. And he'll look the pass, has some time, throws short. The pass is complete. That'll be a first down at the 40. Tackle made by Moding, but just a stop route. The catch made by Mitch Olson. And a first and 10 for the Watertown Arrows. After a gain of 10. First and 10, they move it up to the 40-yard line. Just a little stopper out there. And if anything, Mitch Olson just kind of boxed out Moding. Made sure he caught the ball as he was 2 yards beyond the first down line. First and 10 from the 40. They go to the shotgun again. Slot right. And Hudson trying to go wide right, shakes one tackle. Now he's got room, left sideline, all the way down to the 45, to the 42. Caudell able to catch him, but once he got around the contain there, Hudson had a big hole, and he took advantage all the way into Huron territory to the 43-yard line. That's a gain of 17, and another first down for Watertown, and they're in Huron territory at the 43-yard line. We played a minute and a half here of the first quarter. First and 10 from the Huron 43-yard line. Stay in the shotgun on first and 10. And Hemrick will delay, give it to Sparks, trying to turn the corner, and he's going to be upended after a gain of maybe one. C.J. Gainey came in on the stop, and Holden Haig is down and injured, and he's holding a knee. Boy, Holden has just struggled with injuries his entire career, and it's always been his shoulder, and he's holding that left leg, and oh, boy.
Does not look good, does it?
Hold your breath on that. Holden Haig, a captain. He's a two-way starter, and he is on his back as the training staff comes to check on him. So injury on the field here. 10:04 to go in the first quarter. No score. Watertown trying to piece together an opening drive. We'll take a timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
And Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here at Tiger Stadium, and Holden Haig still on the ground at about the 40-yard line. They're working on that left knee. Looks like sophomore Mason Juergens will come in to replace him defensively, but yeah, they have not moved him yet. They have gotten him kind of flattened out, though, but really working that left knee, and Holden, he's missed both his sophomore and juniors of basketball due to a shoulder injuries. Now he is walking on under his own power, so maybe that's a good sign. Anything's a good sign when he can walk off.
Exactly.
So we'll hope for the best on that one, and it'll be second and 10. There was no gain on the play for Sparts. Second and 10 from the 43-yard line. Again, I believe it is. Mason Juergens is in defensively. That might push Cash and Caudell to a linebacker instead of strong safety. Second and 10 from the 43. Swing it out to Hudson on the left flank. Turns the corner, has the 40, 35, 30. And then finally gets brought down at the 26. Just get him in space, and there's going to be trouble. Tackle made by Fitzer for Huron, but another first down. Just a simple swing pass, and then let Hudson do his thing. Do we have a penalty on the play? Yes, we do, and this may come back. Now, there's a penalty marker at about the 35-yard line, so probably an illegal block of some sort. So a break there for Huron. They go from the block in the back, foul on Nathan Briggs, I believe. And so instead of first and 10 at the 26, it's going to be second and 12 back at the 45-yard line. First penalty of the game on either team. 9:42 to go, first quarter. Second and 12 from the 45-yard line. Go pistol formation. Hudson, of course, the pistol back on the second and 12. And Hamrick looking to pass. He's got pressure up the middle, getting away, gets hit as he throws it. Connor Johnson had the initial surge up the middle, and then Caudell made him throw it away, basically. And it'll be third and 12 from the 45. Big play here for the Huron Tiger defense. And Connor Johnson, big penetration up the middle. While he couldn't catch Hamrick, he forced him out of the pocket, and that's where Caudell took over.
Well, like I say, you're getting that pressure on there. You disrupt their flow. That's an advantage to us.
Third and 12 from the 45-yard line. Watertown is going into the win. This is the opening drive of the game. Arrows come trips right, one receiver left, pistol formation on the third and long play for the Arrows. Hamrick has some time, now under pressure, rolls to the left. He's getting chased. He's going to throw deep, and it's knocked down by Moding. Kobe Hofer had some pressure, flushing him out of the pocket, and there were others to help. Then Moding, he just didn't, don't be a hero, just knock the ball down. That's what he did. Fourth down, and Watertown brings the punt unit in, I presume. Again, kicking into the wind, and look at this, Holden Haig tried to come back in on the punt unit, and the coach said, no, you just wait. Boy, from what that looked, and it looks like he's able to play, so that's good. He tried to come in on the punt return. They pulled him back. Fourth and 12 from the 45, Watertown to a punt. And a little stutter step and a line drive kick. Going to bounce at the 15, the 10, the 5. Does it get to the end zone? Just gets to the end zone for a touchback. And it'll be first and 10 Huron from the 20-yard line with 9:06 to go in the first quarter. Watertown, a couple of first downs, three actually. But then Huron stiffens, a penalty, a big call there against Watertown. Now first and 10 from the 20 for the Huron Tigers. 9:06 to go, first quarter. Colton McNeil brings his offensive unit out. And receiver left, receiver right, wing right, and shotgun for McNeil on the first and 10. Quick snap and up the middle, Caudell, not much there. Got drug down from behind a yard or two on the play. Tackle made by Micah Hawk for Watertown. Give Caudell a gain of one, second and 9 from the 21-yard line. Second down. Tigers have the wind to their backs. And Moding left. Splitting out wide to the right is Ganey. Bubba Peterson's in at the wing here on second down. McNeil brings Moding in motion. They'll flip it to him, trying to turn the corner. 20, 25, skips through and falls forward for the first down. Good open field running, and he had some blockers ahead of him. Bubba Peterson, CJ Ganey helped give him room. And Moding gets the first down of the game for the Huron Tigers up to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 10 for Moding. Tried that once last week against T area and didn't do much, but there get Moding going full speed on that jet sweep. First and 10 from the 31 for Huron. And quick handoff up the middle, Cashton Caudell, and a couple of yards up to about the 33. Just trying to do some smash mouth there again. Actually, a 32, so a gain of one. Second and 9 from the 32 for the Huron Tigers. 7:42 to go, first quarter. No score. Watertown got three first downs, but then had a punt on the opening possession of the game. Shotgun for McNeil on second and long. Wing right, receiver left and right. McNeil to pass, looks right. He wants to throw deep down the middle of the field for Ganey. Overthrew him. Ganey had a step.
We got what you wanted there. You had what you needed. Plenty of protection back here. Just a little bit off the fingertips.
Again, you know, we always talk about throwing with the wind can be an advantage. It can also be a disadvantage. That might have sailed a little bit on Colton just because of the wind. So third and 9 from the 32-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Clock stops on the incomplete. 7:23 to go. Tigers come out slots left and right. And the shotgun for McNeil. McNeil straight drop, has time, steps up in the pocket, enters some pressure, throws over the middle, complete to Ganey, 45, spins, and will be brought down at the 47. Well, Colton able to give himself a little extra time as he stepped up in the pocket, and then Ganey was open there coming back to the ball. Second first down for Huron up to the 48-yard line, or 47. Looks like 48. So a gain of 16, and Huron their second first down of the quarter. And Aaron wants to get that run game established. Did get the nice run on the jet sweep. Slot left, one receiver right, and wing right on the first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Handoff, a delay to Caudill. He breaks a tackle. He's past the 50 and up to the 45 of Watertown. Broke a couple of tackles. That's what Cashin can do. Like I said, he wants to go point A to point B. And he gets from point A, the 48, to point B, the 46. So that's a gain of 6, second and 4. Or the Huron Tigers now in Watertown territory at the 46.
I notice the linebackers are starting to cheat up on us a little bit, so that should open that middle up a little bit for us.
Well, that's what T area did last week, and that's when the pass game got going. Caudill again up the middle, goes forward, looks like he'll be a yard shy of the first down. Caden Beauchamp with the tackle for Watertown. He's a guy with two numbers. We had to figure that out. Gain of 3, third and 1 for Huron from the Watertown 43-yard line. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in a very quick first quarter as both teams have run the ball quite a bit. Slot left, one receiver right, wing right on third and 1. They're going to pass. Short drop, and Moding has it inside the 35, gets spun around and out of bounds. First down, and well, you can see, I think Watertown's scouting report from watching T last week, we have to play off those receivers a bit, and Huron took advantage, and Moding gets the first down up to the 33-yard line. So that's a gain of 10, and the third first down of this drive for the Huron Tigers. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Huron driving, first and 10 at the Watertown 33. Wing left, two receivers left, and Caudill up the middle, down to the 30, and leans forward to about the 28. That'll be a gain of close to 5. Beauchamp got him down low, but now you see Cashin starting to break a few tackles.
He's taking some people with him a little bit, you know, and he's getting into momentum again. That's huge for a running back.
Well, they actually put it back to the 29. I thought he was at least to the 28, but in any case, gain of 4. It'll be second and 6 for Huron from the Watertown 29-yard line. Inside of 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Shotgun, and Caudill up the middle again. Has some room past the 25, 20, and down to the 17. Watertown fired in a couple of linebackers from each side, and that just opened up the middle, and now Caudill is not getting up. Oh, my. Caudill is down on the field after that nice run down to the 17. That was a gain of 11, but now Cash and Caudill down. He's flat on his stomach, and another injury. Now, Holden Haig is back in. But the training staff is looking at Cash and Caudill after the 11-yard run. 4:39 to go, first quarter, no score, injury on the field. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Cash and Caudill able to walk off under his own power, maybe something as simple as landing on the football and knocking the wind out or something, but he'll come off. Huron's going to have a first and 10 from the Watertown 17-yard line, and well, Huron's run the ball 7 times and has passed 3 on this drive so far, so that's a nice start to it, and about 4.5 minutes on the possession to this point.
Well, that's the best deal we can do is we stay on the field that keeps
Watertown keeps Hudson from running the ball.
That's the best thing we can do here.
I think the officials are also using this as a water timeout. Because Caudill's been off the field here for about a minute or so. And in on offense, in a back for the Huron Tigers, is Ethan Olson. So he'll be the back standing beside McNeil on the first and 10 from the 17. Receivers left and right. McNeil brings Thackeray Hansen in motion. He wants to turn the corner, but a missed tackle, and Hansen gets away from it, but he's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 20. That'll be a loss of three on the play. Boy, he just needed the one block there, and that linebacker coming up off that left side just shucked it off, and Thackeray did a good job of keeping it to just a loss of three on the play. It'll be second and 13. I know they want to get Thackeray Hansen a little more involved in the offense as well. He's got a lot of quickness. He had a couple of long touchdown runs in the JV game on Monday. Second and 13 from the 20. Trips to the left. McNeil to pass. Here comes a rush. He's going to step up. Gets away. Coming up the right side. Flag on the play. McNeil will get inside the 10, but this, I'm sure, will come back on a hold against the Huron Tigers. And McNeil, a good job of just shucking through there. Now Caudell's back on the field as well. So again, just like Haig, he's back on the field, so that's good. Holding call on Liam Davis. That's the first penalty of the game against Huron. And take it back to the 30. Now it's second and 23 for Huron back at the 30. New rule there, Cork. They mark off the holding penalty from the line of scrimmage, not the spot of the foul. That's a good rule.
Saves us a lot of yards there, doesn't it?
Still, though, Huron in a hole at second and 23 from the 30. And Caudell up the middle, squirts through one hole, breaks a tackle up to the 24. He'll get six. Still going to be a third and very long for Huron. From about the 23, 24-yard line, one of the wenches, I think there's two of them on the stop for Watertown, up to the 24. So I'll make a third and 17 for Huron from the 24-yard line. Two down territory if you want here. So third and 17 from the 24. And here I'm bringing four receivers to the left, and now a little confusion. Who goes where? We got Trips left. Colby Over steps up as a tight end now to the right. McNeil to pass, penetration up the middle, and that's going to short hop Moding. I think McNeil had to get rid of it earlier than he wanted to just because had a big rush coming straight up the middle by one of the linemen. That was number 65, Jaden Lambert. He kind of blew up that play without a shot, and looks like Huron's coming in with the field goal unit. Nick Kleinsaucer will kick a fairly long field goal, albeit with the win. Mason Juergens is the holder. This will be a 43-yard field goal attempt with the wind. So Kleinsaucer, again, a left-handed kicker, and that's a little different for the holder, too.
Oh, everything's different. You're not used to seeing that.
Not a great snap. The kick is up, and that does not have the distance. Field goal no good, and we remain scoreless with 2:53 to go in the first quarter. A long possession for Huron as they held the ball for 6 minutes and 13 seconds, but come up without any points, and Watertown will take over first and 10 at their own 20 with 2:53 to go in the first quarter and no score. Watertown from the right hash. It'll be first and 10 for the Arrows, their second possession of the game. They did get three first downs, got to about the 43-yard line. Actually had a nice game that got called back in a penalty, and that penalty kind of blew up the possession for Watertown. First and 10, I formation, Hudson the deep back. And he'll take the handoff straight up the middle. Squirts through 25 up to the 26. Ball came out, but they're going to say he was down. Holden Haig on the bottom of that pile for the Huron Tigers. Gainey in on the stop as well. So gain of 6 yards on the play for Hudson. It'll be second and 4. From the 26-yard line, 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. No score, Watertown and Huron. Again, both Caudell and Haig are back on the field. I formation on second and 4 from the 26-yard line. Long count, and Hudson going off left tackle this time, goes in a pile, squirts out of it, breaks a tackle, breaks another, finally brought down the 38. Huron had several shots at Hudson. He just kept the legs churning all the way up to the 37. Gain of 11 on the play, and first down for Watertown up to the 37-yard line. That was a case of Hudson just making something out of there. We had it stacked up, but you got to get him low and hang on. Oakley Anderson has checked into the linebacking unit for Huron on first and 10 for Watertown from the 37. I formation, and here comes Hudson again, going off right, hitting the backfield, and still on his feet, and finally they'll blow it dead. Connor Johnson was the first guy there. Then he got some help from his teammates, but Connor pretty much blew up that play. Going to be a loss of two on the play, second and 12 from the 35-yard line. Connor's had a nice game here defensively in the first quarter. Second and 12 for Watertown. They'll go two receivers right. In fact, trips to the right, one receiver left. Shotgun for Himrich. Here comes motion. Now the motion man stops, fell down. Here's a whistle and a flag. I assume that's going to be a motion on Watertown. One of the linemen jumped on there. Second penalty, 15 yards against Watertown. That'll set him back to the 30. It'll be second and 17. We're at 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Watertown with their second possession. Trips right, one receiver left on second and long. Here comes motion, just like the last play. Motion comes back, roll out to the right, Himrich. He'll throw short and the pass overshot his receiver. That was number 16, Shea Coltrane. Hudson actually came in and stayed in and helped block. Incomplete, it'll be third and 17 from the 30 for Watertown with 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Colby Hofer got in there and he gave the quarterback a good shot on the way by.
Our linebackers have been very active here in the first quarter. Third and long for Watertown. They go with a trips tight to the formation to the right. Receiver split out to the left. Shotgun for Himrich on third down. Himrich looking, has all kinds of time. Now going to throw deep, got a man there, and it's caught at the 35-yard line. Gavin Moding jumped, thought he had a beat on it, but winning the jump ball there was Owen Peterson, a big play for Watertown. They'll get a first down all the way down to the Huron 35-yard line. That's a gain of 35 yards and really just a jump ball. But give the Watertown O-line credit because Himrich had all day and he just waited until he saw somebody start to break open.
Yeah, they had great coverage there. Way to protect your guy.
You know, and basically Gavin was in the right place, just didn't make the play.
Exactly.
That should end our first quarter. No score after one. Watertown and Huron, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
With Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Start the second quarter. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. Watertown will have a first and 10 at the Huron 35-yard line. Now has the wind to their back, and that's another thing with that last pass, and that probably held it up and maybe helped the completion a bit. That was thrown into the wind, and, you know, that wind had to have an effect on a pass that long.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but, you know, give our guy credit. He was where he needed to be. So
just got to play it a little differently next time.
Yep. We had an opportunity. That's all you can ask for.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. First and 10, I formation, wing to the left. Hand off Hudson up the middle. He's hit by Bubba Peterson right as he got the ball. And little, if any, gain, maybe a yard on the play. Bubba was the first guy there. Then he got a little help out from whoever 77 is. I don't have a 77 listed on my roster here. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Second and 10 from the 35. Slot right, one receiver left. Two backs in the backfield, Sparts and Hudson. In the shotgun on second down. Emmerich fakes. Now he's going to keep it up the middle, and nothing there. He faked to Sparts, went up the middle, and he got drilled up the middle. See if that was, I believe that was Holden Haig. It was. Loss of one on the play, and it's going to be third and 11. Big play for the Tiger offense here, although Watertown's probably going to treat this as two downs if they need it. Third and 11 from the 36-yard line. We're just over a minute gone in the second quarter. No score. Each team's been able to move the ball some. Go pistol formation, and the slots left, slots right. On third and 11 for the Watertown Arrows. Pistol, actually, now. And back is back to pass, whirling out to the right, still rolling, still looking, going to throw up the field, pass incomplete. Well defended by C.J. Ganey, and a flag comes out at the end. Boy, that looked like good pass defense from here. But the flag came out, and I'm sure it'll go on C.J. Ganey.
Well, that was really close.
Well, C.J. looked like he had the position in front of the intended receiver, which was Nathan Briggs. So they're going to walk off 15 against Huron, kind of a hard luck penalty, plus it gives Watertown a first down.
It keeps their drive alive.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line for the Watertown Arrows. .10-24 to go here in the first half, and Watertown gets a break. A penalty gives them a first down, I formation, and double tight end. Hudson up the middle, head down to the 15. Gain of about 6 on the play. Brian Ramirez, Chumley on the stop for Huron. Gain of 6, second and 4 for the Watertown Arrows as they're in the Huron Tiger red zone at the 15, second down. See, Juergens has come back in to the defensive backfield, second and 4 from the 15-yard line. I formation, receiver to the left. On second down, Hudson breaks off to the right. He's got room. He's got a touchdown. He started to go wide right, cut back to the middle, and 15-yard touchdown. And Watertown is on the board, 6-0, extra point pending. There you saw the explosiveness of Hudson. He just went off that right side, looked like he was going to cut it right. Then he just cut straight up the hash. There was nobody home. Touchdown gives Watertown the lead at 9:39 to go in the first half. That was about a 5.5-minute drive for Watertown going back to the second quarter. And on the kick for Watertown is number 39. Kick is wide left, or did it go through? It did go through. Boy, that wasn't pretty, but it did go through. The kick good by Tommy Foley. 7-0 Watertown here with 9:39 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds back with the kickoff on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Well, Watertown scores. 15-yard touchdown run by Javin Hudson. Foley with the extra point. 5 minutes, 14 seconds on the possession for Watertown as they score, and they're up 7-0. They will kick to Huron. See, back deep to receive. I know one is Ethan Bush. Can't see for sure who the other number is. As Foley will kick off with the wind for Watertown. Foley with the kick. Going to be a short one and going to be handled at, bobbled at the six, now picked up the middle of the field. And I believe that's Hayden Sherson getting his first action this season. He bobbled, muffed the kick, and then was able to get it up to about the 19-yard line. That's where Huron will start first and 10. That was Hayden Sherson on the kick return. First and 10 from the 19. We're 9:32 to go in the first half, and just the second time Huron's had the ball. But both teams have had a couple of long possessions, and we've been running the ball some. Now you're on first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. McNeil in the shotgun has Cash and Caudill to his right, and Caudill up the middle and gets stood up, and I don't think he's even going to make the line of scrimmage as he has three arrows all over him. In on the stop for Watertown, Jeremiah Schulte. I believe Beauchamp was in there as well, plus a third party. Loss of a yard. It'll be second and 11 for Huron back at the 18-yard line. So waiting to see when Colt McNeil maybe pulls that out from Cashin and goes off around end. As I said, that worked once last week for a touchdown, but that got called back. Slot right, receiver left. Second and long for Huron. McNeil to pass, looks left, has time. Now under pressure, flushed out. He'll throw short. Caudill wide open at the 40, 45, 50. He's loose. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Huron. 82-yard touchdown.
Yes.
And again, McNeil saved some time. The line gave him enough time, flushed him out, and then Caudill was wide open on that far sideline, and then Watertown just didn't get over there. It looked like there was a couple of guys in the vicinity, but Cashin just put on the jets, and he went 82 yards for the touchdown. So there's a short possession. 1 minute, 2 seconds. 7-6 with the extra point pending for the Huron Tigers. Kleinsasser to kick. Again, this is into the wind. Snap is there. The kick is up, and it is good. Tied at 7, 8:37 to go here in the first half. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
8:37 to go here in the first half, and we're tied at 7. A big play for Huron, 82-yard touchdown pass. Pass went about 15, 20 yards in the air. Then after that, it was on the run for Caudill, and he took it in for the score. I think they're doing a water break here since we had the touchdown as well. You're not picking up much for scores here. Boy, look at this. O'Gorman 75, Roosevelt 20, late in the game.
Holy
when was the
cow.
Last time a Sioux Falls school beat a Sioux Falls school like that? That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Huron will kick off to Watertown. Again, this is doubling as a water break as well. On the air again this coming Tuesday, it'll be the Arrows and Tigers again here in Huron volleyball, Watertown at Huron. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on Huron Tiger 95. Then next Friday, Huron at Brookings High School football. So Huron getting set to kick the ball off. Sparts is back deep to receive. They have a kind of a triangle back there. So could actually see a reverse on there perhaps too at some point. Kleinsasser will kick it end over end. Dan Sparts will take it at the 5. He's coming up that right hash. 20, 25, head down up to the 30 and finally rode down at about the 32-yard line. Special teams tackle was Peyton Bischoff for Huron. And Aberdeen or Watertown will have it first and 10 at about the 31-yard line. So there now, offense got the big play. Now we'll see if the defense can get a stop. Both teams have been bitten a bit by the penalty bug at inopportune times, although we're already way behind last week's penalty pace. I will say that.
That's good. They cleaned that up. That's a good thing.
First and 10 from the 31. Watertown tied at 7, 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. I formation. Double tight end. Hudson takes the pitch, going right up the right hash, turns the corner, has the 35, then shoved out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Gavin Moding able to shove him off there from his corner position, but that's a gain of 8 on the play. Be second and 2 for the Arrows from their own 39-yard line. We're tied at 7 as we hit 8 minutes to go in the first half. Arrows with the ball in on the Huron side of the field. Wide to the right. And under center is Himmerich. He hadn't done this a lot. Now there's a whistle, and this must be movement on the Watertown line. Was not a delay of game. But it is a call. This will be 5 against Watertown. 1 of the linemen was caught with the jump. Third penalty, 20 yards against Watertown. Now they'll have a 2nd and 7 from their own 34-yard line. Warm night here in the Fair City, the State Fair, about, 2 miles to our north. Fluffy will be starting in a little bit. 2nd and 7 for Watertown from the 34-yard line. Hudson up the middle, spins. He's got the first down. Boy, he did that Chuck Foreman spin and just kept moving forward. Got a lot of momentum. I think Chumley was in there on the stop. Brian Ramirez. Huron going to swap out all 3 linemen. Gain up to the 43-yard line. Gain of 9 for Hudson and a 1st and 10 for Watertown. 6th first down here in the first half for the Watertown Arrows. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. We're tied at 7. Arrows really grinding the ball out. They're 2 of 6 passing. In double tight end formation. The pitch to Hudson coming to the left side this time. Turning the corner, gets around Caudell, and Caudell will give him a shove out of bounds at about the 49-yard line, but that's a gain of about 6 on the play. 11th carry for Hudson. Just doing some quick arithmetic. 11 carries, 78 yards is what I have for Hudson. They have a 2nd and 4 from their own 49-yard line. Again, double tight end, just 1 receiver to the left. I formation, and under center is Himmerich on 2nd down here on crowding the line. Hudson goes off to the right, comes, cuts back, just got tripped up. He'll get the 1st down. He got tripped up coming back to his left, or that could have been a lot worse. Gainey on the stop for Huron, but another first down for Watertown up to the 45-yard line. Another gain of 6 for Hudson. So 12 carries for Hudson. He comes out now as Sparts comes in, and we'll say Coach Hodorf said he's got all the confidence in the world in Sparts to run the ball as well as Hudson gets a break here in this warm night. First and 10 from the Huron 45-yard line. The arrow is driving midway through the second quarter. Tie score 7. And handoff, and Sparts up the middle. Thought he bobbled it, but he will get tackled at the 41. Gain of about 4 on the play. And on the bottom of that play was the Jackson Reno. I believe Mason Juergens had assisted on that as well. Gain of 4 for Spots. It'll be Sparts. It'll be second and 6. There are no bad jokes. Just telling my guy down there in Watertown. Second and 6 from the 41-yard line. Watertown driving. And Hudson still on the sideline getting a breather. Sparts the deep man in the eye on 2nd and 6. Sparts off left, has a hole, and ball's down. It's on the ground. Is it a fumble? Ball came out, and they haven't. Yep, here on ball, fumble. I think Holden Haig got him, and I think Holden also got on top of the ball. First turnover of the game, and Huron will get the ball back. First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. 5:12 to go here in the first half. We're tied at 7, and now we are going to have the water timeout. Heat timeout. Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 39. Let's take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your doctor says surgery, but who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Tiger Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy. Dave Corcoran with the analysis as the Huron Tigers, Watertown Arrows tied at 7 with 5:12 to go in the first half. First turnover of the game. Watertown fumbles. Holden Haig, I think, had the tackle and pounced on it. And Huron have it first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. In the shotgun, McNeil, first and 10. McNeil looks left, has time. Nobody open, steps up. He'll get a couple of yards on the play, tackled from behind by Watertown's number 52, Blake Winches. Be a gain of 3 on the play for McNeil, 2nd and 7. Now looking at the flag, the wind has started to die off. So that's advantage to Huron because they're going towards the wind. It's still moving a bit, but not as much as it was at opening kickoff. 2nd and 7. Bad snap. McNeil back to the 30 and just pounces on top of it. Don't be a hero. Just cover it. Watertown still trying to wrestle it away from him. McNeil got a little irritated with a couple of the linemen there. He was down, and I know for sure it looked like number 65 for Watertown. Jaden Lambert was trying to grab the ball away. So snap was a little over the head. And a huge loss of yardage on the play back to the 28-yard line. So that's a loss of 14. I'm not going to call that a sack just because we never got to show if it was pass or run. So 3rd and long for Huron back at the 28-yard line. It's like 3rd and about 21 for Huron for the first down. Here comes the blitz. Couple of them coming. McNeil's protected. Throws over the middle. And the pass caught up the middle. First down. Kobe Hofer, the sliding catch on the post up the middle, all the way to the 44-yard line of Watertown. But a flag back at the 20-yard line, so let's wait. Roughing the passer on Watertown. Play will count a first down and add 15 to the yardage.
Well, that's huge.
So ball all the way to the 44-yard line. So that was 28 yards on the pass completion. Then add another 15 yards on the roughing call against Watertown. Fourth penalty, 35 yards. And Huron will have it first and 10 at the Watertown 29-yard line.
Got an opportunity here. Need to take advantage of that.
Sixth first down of the first half for Huron. McNeil looks left, nothing there. Looks right, and he'll go down, and that is the first sack given up. And now a flag on the play, as it looked like a little extracurricular there from Beauchamp, who got the sack.
I think that was Winch's 52.
Well, Winch's was the one that was causing a few problems on that bad snap, too. We'll see all the calls, because I know Colton was not exactly just taking it himself either. So the officials are having, and Watertown's backing up, so it looks like it will go on the arrows. Dead ball foul on Watertown. 15-yard penalty, 5 penalties, 50 yards on Watertown. So that's 30 yards on this drive for Huron has come via Watertown penalties. We're at 3:25 to go in the first half. Huron has a first and 10 at the Watertown 16-yard line. So Huron getting some breaks here. Got to take advantage. Three receivers go left, one receiver right. Caudell stands behind McNeil on the first and 10 from the 16. Caudell, quick slide up the middle, breaks through the first way, but still not going to get much, maybe up to the 14-yard line at best. Gain of one or two on the play. Bottom of that pile for Watertown is number 28, Caden Decker. We'll give him two on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for Huron from the Watertown 14. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the first half. Both teams have all their timeouts remaining. Trips left, Moting to the right. On second and 8, McNeil, here comes the blitz. McNeil in trouble, lost the ball, and it's picked up, and Watertown going the other way. Caudell after the linebacker. Can he catch him? He cannot. Scoop and score, touchdown, Lincoln shut. And just like that, Watertown takes the lead, 13-7. First time that there's been a sack for Watertown, and it ended up being a worst-case scenario. A scoop and score touchdown, probably about 75 yards. And Huron's first turnover of the season is costly. And Watertown regains the lead, 13-7. I can say about 75 yards. I didn't see where he scooped it up. The ball did roll a little bit behind. And it was just a matter of Cash and Caudell could catch him or not. He was not able to. And so about a 75-yard return, Lincoln shut. And the kick up, no good. And the lead remains 13-7, Watertown, with 2:26 to go in the first half. Huron will get the ball back after a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Great Big Small Bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We're back at Tiger Stadium. Watertown, a big play on defense. Scoop and score for Lincoln Scott. And they regain the lead 13-7, missing the extra point. So Watertown will kick off. They do it, and the wind looks like maybe actually trying to pick up a little bit again, but not again, still not where it was at the start of the game. Bush is back now. Thackeray Hansen back as well for Huron on for the kick, which will come from Tommy Foley. Huron looked to be in good position driving, but that was a full-out blitz. There was two or three guys coming, and Colton just needed to go step up and go down. But, you know, that's a learning situation, and he's gotten away from those before. So scoop and score touchdown. Watertown leads 13-7 on the big play. And Foley will kick off to Huron. Kick by Foley, a high short kick going to be fielded at about the 28-yard line. That's Logan Leyendecker, and he's just going to get a few yards and then get tackled. And Huron Tigers will have it first and 10 near the 30-yard line. 2:22 to go in the first half. Huron has all three timeouts. They'll start at their own 32-yard line. So both teams with a fumble. Huron's, though, turns to be much more costly than Watertown's was. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. McNeil will see if he can bounce back now and get something going in offense. You have three timeouts to work with here. Bubba Peterson is in at running back here for the first and 10 play. Wing right, two receivers left. And handoff up the middle is Peterson. Spins off, tries to bounce out, but there's a lot of white jerseys there to greet him. I don't think there's any gain on the play. It'll be second and long for Huron. Boy, a lot of white jersey over there. Beauchamp was in on the play. Also in on the stop for Watertown was Coltrane. I see Coltrane took himself off the field, too. No gain. It'll be second down and 10 for Huron from their own 32-yard line. We're inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Pistol formation, and I believe Cash and Caudell's back in at the running back. Back to pass, McNeil looking, steps up, gets away from the rush. Now he's going to throw and nearly intercepted. We were lucky. That was just an incomplete pass. McNeil was throwing against his body. I think that was Sparks that had the chance at it. And best case scenario, then nobody caught it.
That's exactly. Don't force anything. We don't need to do that. Just throw it away and live another day.
So now third and 10 for Huron from their own 32-yard line. And Watertown can envision getting the ball back with their timeouts and some time on the clock. And McNeil going to keep it. Foul Caudell, not much, maybe up to the 34, as he was brought down low by Cooper Ketwig. And Huron will bring in the punt unit for the first time in the game. So fourth and 8, and right now Hodorf not stopping the clock. I thought maybe he would, so Huron will run all the time they can off the clock before having Kobe Hofer punt it. Of course, Watertown, they got 10 guys up on the line. They may be coming after this, so got a block. Just one guy back deep to receive. Can't quite see the number for Watertown.
I think it's number 3.
That would make sense. Now the kick is off, but it's blown dead. Nathan Briggs is the man back deep, and this is going to go against Huron, it looks like. Oh, it was movement or delay of game, I'm not sure. He hasn't said it yet, that's why. Third penalty, 30 yards on Huron. One of the special teamers, Hayden Sherson, jumped. So now fourth and 14 for Huron. And Hofer will kick the ball away with Briggs back deep to receive. High snap over his head. Back in the 5. And, Kobe jumped on it at the 1. He should have tried to pick it up and carry it in the end zone. But now Watertown on the doorstep. First and goal at the 2. And, boy, this last 2 minutes of the first half has been nothing short of a disaster for Huron. as Watertown, a high punt snap, Hofer was not able to field it. Then he jumped on it at the two, and again, been better off just picking it up and running out the end zone and give up the safety, but you're in the heat of the moment. So first and goal for Watertown at the two, and they got 47 seconds left to take a two-touchdown lead in the halftime, and Huron mistakes have been the problem. Hudson at the eye back, first and goal at the two, double tight end formation. And the handoff, Hudson hit behind the line and dropped back at the six-yard line. Bubba Peterson in on the stop, and Holden Haig. Going to be a loss of three on the play. It'll be second and goal from the five. Actually, more like a loss of four back to the six. Clock still rolling, and boy, Watertown just letting the clock run here. They got all three timeouts. Finally, they do take the timeout. Timeout Watertown with 19 seconds to go in the first half. Watertown up 13-7 and threatening here late in the half. It's just past 7 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Crossroads will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Crossroads will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Second and goal from the six for Watertown. They use their first timeout, 19 seconds to go here in the first half. They're on trying to keep Watertown out of the end zone and keep this a one-score game, 13-7. Watertown leading, and a couple of turnovers by Huron. A scoop-and-score fumble and now a bad punt snap. Second and goal from the six. They stay in the eye. Hudson, the deep back, of course. And play action, roll out, Hamrich looking, he's under pressure, throws into the back of the end zone, intercepted. Interception and coming up the left side. We got some room. Did he step out? One man to beat, and Hudson gets Moding at the 49. Moding with the pick in the end zone, an ill-advised throw by Hamrich. And, boy, you saw Hudson saved a touchdown there as Moding just kept going. And Huron dodges the bullet. We have an injured arrow, and that's Hamrich, the quarterback, back of the 19. Didn't see who got the rush on him. But, boy, there was two guys on him, and he threw an ill-advised pass. And Huron dodges a bullet here. You got basically time for one play if you want to do it here. Return came out to the 47-yard line. Now Beers, thought he's going to make an announcement. I don't see any flags on the field. Huron's definitely got the ball. 4 seconds to go, and Huron has it first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. A lot of standing around. I'm not sure why we're standing around. Or did somebody take a timeout? Nope, nobody took a timeout. So I'm not sure what the delay is here right now. Oh, Strand was just going to use a timeout, and I don't know why he was waiting for the play clock to run down because the game clock wasn't running anyway. So timeout here on time for one play left here in the first half. Huron Tigers, Watertown Arrows, and a tight one here. Arrows leading 13-7. We'll just keep it here with the timeout. So a couple of big plays there, and Gavin Moding just played it perfectly. And like I said, Hamrich, that's one where you throw it away and live another day, but that was just an ill-advised throw. And boy, you saw Hudson put on the jets.
Oh, boy. I mean, he was closing fast.
Because Gavin Moding is not slow.
Oh, no. And I mean, like I say, if anybody could have got it between Hudson and Gavin, we were gone.
Yeah, because he had that sideline. I kept waiting for a whistle that he had stepped out of bounds. He had to be tight roping that sideline, but boy, he just had a lane there, and Hudson saved it. So Huron using a timeout, but again, unless there's a defensive penalty, this will be the final play of the first half with 4.4 seconds to go. 13-7, Watertown leading. Watertown going into the classic prevent. They'll have they have three linemen on the line, a linebacker about 4 yards back, then a bunch of linebackers about 20 yards back, and the two safeties are back at the Huron 15. And now we have back-to-back timeouts for Huron.
Yep.
Back-to-back timeouts for Huron. I guess Strand wanted to see what the look was, and now he's going to maybe call another play and think that Watertown's going to come out. Hey, you can't take those timeouts with you, you know.
Might as well use them here. What the heck?
13-7, Watertown leading. We're late in the first half. In fact, time for probably one more play. See if I got any type of score update here. Again, nobody's really playing in 11-AA yet. 11-AAA, it's went final. O'Gorman 77, Roosevelt 20. And again, when was the last time a Sioux Falls school beat another Sioux Falls school by that wide a margin? Final from this afternoon, Hitchcock-Tuler defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 62-8. Sully Buttes defeated Sunshine Bible 62-32. And just underway, DeSmit, Del Rapids, St. Mary are scoreless. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So here we go in Watertown. Now they have four guys back at the Huron 15-yard line, so they did switch it up. It's where you try the hook and lateral or something. McNeil just going to throw it to Ganey. They're going to get a screen to the right. And nope, he went down to his knee to catch the ball at the 45, and that will end the first half. So officially a gain of 3, and that ends the first half. Halftime score, it's Watertown 13, Huron 7. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, come back with halftime on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete,